Hello, everybody. I'm Celeste Hackett. Welcome to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. We're here sort of live for you. And Cal, how are you doing?
We're not live.
Sort of. I said sort of.
Okay.
We're recording live.
Yeah, well, everybody records live.
But
I mean,
that's
the Beatles
what we're doing.
Recorded live, but they can't say they're live on the album because they're on the album.
Okay, then. But I like recording live.
All right, continue.
Well, anyway, so we have this wonderful podcast today. And by the way, there's free training here every week. Video podcasts or audio. You can listen while you're working out. You can listen in the car. We have tips, tricks, and techniques for hypnotists who are learning. Whether you're Five Path trained, which is the brand of hypnotism that Cal Banyan teaches and I also teach, or whether you're just a hypnotist learning to or wanting to enhance your training, this is the place for you. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Cal Banyan. He is an award-winning hypnosis instructor. He trains hypnotists from all over the world, and he's an author of many books and training products. He gives away more free stuff than just about any hypnotist in the entire world. He's dedicated to the profession, and I'm so glad to be a part of his circle here. Cal, now it's your turn.
Oh, wasn't that refreshing, everybody, to you kind of break the old routine and let Celeste start us off? Fantastic job. Hey, and let me tell you about Celeste. She is a true Hypno 1%er. She can prove it because she's got the award hanging on her wall. Now, she hasn't got just an award, but she's not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. She sees clients. She helps other hypnotherapists. I see her lift the profession constantly, and she is a trainer of hypnotherapists teaching my program, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path. And gosh, I'm just so honored to have the NGH Member of the Year right here on our very own hypnosis podcast. Oh, hey, I got some news for you. You ready?
Yes.
She's always, what's Cal going to come up next? Maureen and I, we're thinking about moving to Florida. Moving the whole center
serious?
To Florida. That's right. So I'm just leaving it at that. We're going to shake things. Maybe we'll shake things up in Florida. That'd be fun. We'd be closer to you, too. Won't we?
Are you serious?
Huh? I'm serious.
Wow.
We're thinking, we've been on the internet learning about Florida and stuff. So I love it here in California, but I tell you, I jokingly call it the Soviet Socialist Republic of California. It's like the most unfree state. Everything is great about California except the government. I think we're going to go bankrupt, and I'm going to move. We're looking at Florida. So that'd be fun.
My mouth is falling open. I don't think I can get it back.
Well, you know, we'll be here for like Minnesota for 10 years, California for like 10 years or 7 years or whatever it is. And then we'll think about Florida.
Less earthquakes, that's for sure. Still the sunshine and still water.
Do you think maybe there's a connection there? We have an earthquake last episode and I want to think about moving to Florida.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of disasters they have there. There's bound to be something. There's swamps there, you know, and alligators. You're not scared of alligators, are you?
I'll get eaten by an alligator or something. Hey, I even went out and bought me a pickup truck.
I saw on Facebook. How do you like it? It's an older one. You're fixing it up or what?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of pickup trucks, but when I moved out here to the city from Minnesota, I thought, I'm going to get a city car. So I've had a couple of sedans, but, you know, I just got tired of them, and now I'm back in the pickup truck. I tell you what, a man ought to have a pickup truck. So you're driving along, you feel like king of the world up there in your pickup truck, looking all around and stuff, and it's got a big motor too. I only get about 8.5 miles a gallon, so it's great.
Is it a GMC, a Ford, or something else?
No, it's a special Dodge pickup truck. They don't even make them anymore. They only made them up until about 2006. It's a big V10 Viper-powered pickup truck.
You won't be allowed in Florida with that vehicle, sir. You got to have a Ford or a GMC, or you'll be kicked out of the state of Florida. I'm just letting you know now. Don't be surprised.
Oh, no. You know, I might get another pickup truck, too. I might bi-locate. I might be in Florida, and I'll get a big old four-wheel drive, 3 feet off the ground, swamp buggy pickup truck, and then have my Viper pickup truck.
That's what I want. I want one up on those tall wheels with the springy things. When you hit a bump, you're just bouncing. I love those.
Really? Maureen hates them.
Yes.
All right.
Wow, I love those.
Let's get back to hypnosis before everybody changes the channel.
Well, don't you want to give away a mug?
Well, okay.
You know people are going, the mug, the mug, the mug. Come on, Cal, did I win? Did I win?
Tell them how they can get in on the mug winning.
All right, listen. First of all, you definitely want the mug. Here's mine. You can't have mine. Get your own. All right. Can't have Cal's, can't have Meredith's. Get your own mug by doing this. Go to facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Okay? And then like us and be our friend. And then you will enter into the drawing for the mugdom. Okay? And then if you don't want to do it that way, then you can become a VIP member on the site, calbanion.com. By the way, if you're seeing this on another site, go to calbanion.com as soon as possible because we got lots of extras here for you. And if that's still too much trouble, then what I would really, 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 really love for you to do, please make a comment on our show. We're trying so hard to make you happy and help you. We love it when you make comments. I'm begging, Cal. That's not good.
Yeah, leave a comment. Should Maureen and I move the Hypnosis Center to Florida? That'd be so fun, man. Or maybe we'll be in both places. We could do that, too. We could be East and West Coast. All right. That's right. We got the mug thing. I got another name drawn, and this is B-10. You know, we have such an international audience. B as in B-E-E, and then 10 like 10, T-I-N. B like T-I-N, B-10. And if you're B-10 or you know B-10 and... let her know that she needs to email calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com right away so I can get her shipping address, and we'll ship it off to B-10. Congratulations, B-10. That's kind of just fun to say.
Congratulations. B-10. You got anything else to say, or can I do the question now?
All right, let's get into it.
All right, this is from a lady named Laura on the Five Path group, and she says, I have been doing the, quote, three things we do in hypnosis, unquote, in each of my sessions with my clients, but today I started thinking that my clients must be getting bored with the same words over and over and over, and if they're not, I'm getting there. And she says, my questions are, should I do the three things we do in hypnosis always, or should I be using some other deepener instead? But she also has two other questions that are sort of like that, and the next one is, what other deepeners do you guys use? And then she even goes on to ask, what is better, repetition or new stuff in terms of inductions and deepeners in each session?
You know what? It worked so well last time. When I just had Celeste answer her own question, I'm going to do it again. Take it first.
Oh, okay. So the short answer is your clients don't care. Okay, they like repetition, and you kind of train them to go into hypnosis by doing the same thing over and over again. But, you know, for some people, some hypnotists, they do get kind of bored. In fact, I do, and I like to liven things up a little bit. The three important things you do is a very interesting script because it's a deepener, but it also preps people for doing some of the things they need to do in age regression, which is to revivify and that kind of stuff. It also helps clients to be able to feel their emotions and feel feelings. And, well, it's all sort of built in there. So there are three ways to keep the three important things interesting to you. This is what I say. Most hypnosis professionals would say your clients couldn't care less than that the subconscious mind likes repetition. And if your clients know they went into hypnosis this way, then they're going to feel more confident doing basically the same thing again. And that's probably true. But one way to keep it interesting for you is to change your inflection when you do it, your tone and your volume of your voice each time. You just don't want to get too wild and scare the client. And so an example of changing the inflection is this. You could say, there are three important things we do whenever we do hypnosis together. Or you could say there are three important things we do. Or you could say there are three important things we do in hypnosis. And believe it or not, that does sort of make things more interesting for you, the hypnotist, you see. So you can also change the words a bit and make them your own. There are indeed three more important things we do whenever we do hypnosis together, and we hypnotists like to do these things each time. I mean, so you can kind of change your wording, sound more casual, and it's fun to see how you can make these little changes and keep it interesting. So another thing you can do is to change each of the things a little bit. For instance, the first thing of the three things that we do when we do this deepening technique is about the client listening and following instructions. So right there, you can throw in some benefits for that. For instance, you can say, and it is by listening to the sound of my voice and following my suggestions that you'll be able to let go of the causes of your smoking habit. You could do something like that. Or if your client comes back and has had some success already, the next time you do this deepening, you could say, and it is by listening to the sound of my voice and following my suggestions that you're now down to only one cigarette a day. So you see, you can kind of work a lot of things into this. The second thing is about imagining. So you could have your clients just imagine something other than a leaf. And I'll just stop there to let Cal talk and I'll breathe. He tells me I need to breathe every now and then and let him say stuff. So I guess I will.
You know, maybe you get bored doing the particular script, but I know our listeners never get bored listening to you because you have so much enthusiasm, and I always keep you excited by surprising you, like having you answer the questions. All right, so this question is a good question, but let's generalize it even further than this three important things we do in hypnosis script, which is actually a script that is built on a script that I learned from Don Motton. And then I changed it so that it would be a great lead-in to Insight Therapy. And I don't know if I might. I might put a link down below to a place where you can get that script. The bigger question is, not just that script, but hypnosis scripts in general. Had a little tickle in the throat there. As Celeste was saying, clients don't get tired of hearing the same thing over and over again because really, how many times do they see you for an issue? Probably just a few times. But the hypnotists do. And I use that same deepening script over and over and over again. I can say it while I'm thinking about other things. So I just kind of plug, it's like a little CD I plug into my head and it comes out of my mouth. And while it's playing, I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing next with the client. And here's another thing. Once you've got the general idea of how a script goes, stop reading the script. Just put it in your own words. Let it come out of your mouth differently every time. Have the spirit of the script remain. Now, typically, with the three important things we do in hypnosis script, I never read it. I know how it goes. And the first session, I'll go through like the entire process. Then the second session, I'll use the same process, the three important things, but I'll shorten it. And then on the third session, I'll shorten it more. So I keep paraphrasing it down until the, you know, if I'm seeing them for a fourth or fifth or sixth session, I might just have it one long run-on sentence that takes about, you know, 20 seconds to say. Once they've had the experience of what the script does, you can just kind of remind them of what the script does using some of the words that the script uses. And so you can just start off with maybe it's a script that takes 3 minutes, then the next time you do it in 2 minutes, next time you do it in 1 minute, and the next time you do it in about a half a minute. And so just so that the spirit of the script is there. Also, some things you can do is, just like Celeste said, is you can start slipping in some suggestions for what they came in for that can really kind of personalize the script even more for them. Let's see if there's anything else I had down here. That's about it. Anything else on that, Celeste?
Yeah. Just imagine, you know, the first important thing is you can listen to the sound of my voice and follow my instructions. The second important thing is you can think about or imagine something I'm suggesting to you. For instance, a blue sky with a bird flying across. And as you think about that, you just go deeper. The third important thing is from time to time I'll suggest feelings to you, and they'll come to you very easily. For instance, right now it's very easy for you to feel the feeling of the ring on your finger. As you feel that, you go deeper. And then you would just move into the next thing. It can be that short, really. A little longer probably would be helpful if you really need to get some deepening. But after you've done it a few times, you don't really have to do that much.
Absolutely correct. Good. That was easy.
Yeah, it was an interesting question, and it's really fun to see what you can what you can do with some of these different things. Like on the the one of imagining, that's the one that I find to be most fun. You can imagine, like I said, a blue sky with a bird flying across. Sometimes I'll say, and as it's flying across, it's growing smaller, and when it disappears, raise your finger. You know, so I like to do stuff like that. It's just you're limited only by your imagination. So, yeah, that's an interesting question, Cal. And, I really like it. And I'm trying to figure out if I have another one here that I can throw in.
Well, let me say something, expand on this a little bit, okay? You know, one of the greatest things about our profession is that everywhere I go, I always have everything I need to do everything I do. Because, you know, we don't have to buy and resell things. We don't even need a particular kind of environment. I mean, if I was in Jamaica and I was on the beach and someone was talking to me and they said, you know, gosh, I have this problem. I said, boy, I could help you with that. And I mean, we could lay out a towel right there on the beach and do the hypnosis or go to the hotel room or whatever, because it's all in here. Once you've done your scripts or once you've learned your process like 5-path or 7-path, then it's right in there. And you don't have to have, you know, your script book with you or anything. Everywhere you go, you always have everything you need to do what we do with our clients. And so it's a really great thing in that way. Anything you can add to that, Celeste?
Yeah, I can see it now in Florida. Cal Banyan's Beach Cabana Hypnosis. You'll be there with your flip-flops on, waiting for people to come by. Sorry, just brought up a visual. No, not really. I think that was awesome the way you answered that.
What?
My subconscious is working overtime. I think that was awesome the way you answered that question and added to that. I was wondering if you want to move to this next question from Nick. You ready?
Okay, let's do a quickie.
Do we have time? A quickie. This one I think won't take very long. So a young man by the name of Nick wrote to us, and he said that he's a big fan of hypnosis, etc., lives in Canada, wants to take the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course this year, big fan of 5-Path. But he's young, he's 23, and he said that he wants to know if this is good or bad for the profession. And he sent a link to us, and so we went and we followed the link back to where it went. And it's to this website where you can plug in a bunch of information about your problem, and then the hypnotist at the website writes and records a script and emails it to you. And he wants to know if this is good or bad for the profession doing hypnosis like this.
Well, I'm taking some notes down here about stuff that I like and stuff that I don't like. First of all, anytime you really, really help someone, it's good for you, it's good for the individual, and it's good for the profession. So there are these people who are never going to have access to a skilled hypnotist, either because they're out of the area or they can't afford private sessions and that kind of thing. So for those people, the best we can do is provide them with recorded sessions. And of course, custom recorded sessions done well are better than non-custom, kind of generic sessions. So yes, that can be helpful. But generally, doing the one-on-one sessions with someone who's really qualified, really well trained, using a system that really works, like 5-Path, teaching people how to do the self-hypnosis, like 7-Path self-hypnosis, does a much better job. Because not only is it customized, it doesn't just work at the direct suggestion level, where you say, you are now a non-smoker, or you now eat half the amount of food you used to eat, and you become slim, or you are now a comfortable public speaking. But with 5-path and 7-path, we're really able to go in and neutralize the cause with insight. Direct suggestion hypnosis tends to wear off in some period of time. But when you do age regression and forgiveness work and parts work and things that are in these more sophisticated approaches like 5-path, what we do is we don't just try to direct suggestion it away. We go in, we find the cause of the problem, neutralize the cause of the problem, but do much more than that. We allow them to gain insight. And that is a shift in how they think about what happened and how they feel about what happened. And that causes them to think and feel differently about the issue that they came in for. And because of that, the suggestions are then given based on the shift in perception, on the new way of thinking, the insight. You see, because when we do things like age regression to cause and we shift their perception about something, then they now know something that they didn't know before. And then using the segue, we attach the direct suggestions to the insight. Once they know something they didn't know before, knowings, shifts in perception don't wear off. And so we attach the suggestions for what they came in for to these new perceptions. And so these are permanent connections in shifts of how they're thinking and feeling. And so it is really inevitable that the profession needs to move more and more into these insight therapies, insight techniques such as age regression, parts work, forgiveness work, all these things that are included in 5-path, so that we can get the very, very best results. And by the way, I mean, this whole idea of recorded sessions is preposterous in every other profession, helping profession. Can you imagine if counselors sold recorded sessions or psychologists sold recorded sessions? I mean, it'd just be ridiculous. They might be able to give you some motivational talk, but you know, motivational talks tend to wear off. You need to begin to think about and feel about yourself and the issue differently. How's that, Celeste?
That's great. And you know, Cal isn't just saying this because it's going to help hypnotists have more sessions. Our clients come in and reflect that. Oftentimes we get clients that have tried the recordings, and maybe they worked for a little while, but they realize that they need more. They didn't give up on hypnosis. And you know, that may be one reason why it is kind of good to have that stuff out there, because people go, wow, you know, this kind of worked. Maybe I'd do even better with somebody who knew more about me. And so then they come in and then they get the removal of the cause of the problem, because those recorded sessions won't do that. And they also have somebody to be accountable to over time. And you can adjust what they need over that time based on what they're presenting or what they're bringing in. They have somebody who really cares. It's not just a recording, who's really kind of keeping an eye on them. And like Cal was saying, you know, they're going to get insight that changes everything. They're not going to look at, say, their cigarette the same way. Once you ask them a few questions, such as in terms of cigarettes, you might simply ask while they're in hypnosis, does it really make you more cool? Well, if you ask somebody out of hypnosis, they might actually say yes. But in hypnosis, they have access to greater wisdom, you see, and the truth. They have access to the truth that they didn't have before, asked in various ways throughout the process of 5-path that we use. So anyway, there's the answer that was going to be short, but my fault, Cal, because I know that seemed like it was going to be easy and short, but I always do that, don't I? I pick one that's going to be quick, I think, and it's not.
That's just because you're enthused. I loved your enthusiasm, and I hope you bring it every time we do these podcasts together. I got an announcement. Hey, everybody out there, did you know that Celeste Hackett has a group on our Hypnospace, and it is the Home Hypnosis Office? Can you do a little brief little thing about your group on our Hypnospace?
Yes, please come and visit and hang out. If you have any questions about how to run a home office, well, ask your questions. If you want to share about how you have success running your home office, then you can share your information and insight. It's basically a group where we talk about having a home hypnosis practice because I work out of a home office. And everybody's welcome, even if they don't have a home hypnosis practice. And you'll probably still learn some things, especially if you're a new hypnotist. And we just love to have you show up. Come by. Come visit. Take your shoes off. Rest a while.
That's cool. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that makes a successful home office also makes a successful not-in-home office. I was checking on your group there, and I'm looking down at my screen on our HypnoSpace. I'm seeing that Brenda Titus, you guys all know her. She's done a few recently. She's done some co-hosting, and she has a new group on there called The Confidence Game. And that comes from my Banyanism. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, you don't get their name. There won't be a game. So it has to do with you need confident clients to do well in hypnosis. But Brenda's taking a different kind of perspective on that. And this group has to do with motivating, helping hypnotherapists to be more confident, because that's the other side of the coin, is that hypnotists, if they're not confident, their clients can't be confident. So I want to invite you on her behalf to go to our HypnoSpace and join her group. It's brand new. It's only got 7 fans in there right now. And we got all kinds of new stuff going there. There's a jokes and humor area. There's a hypnosis in the media area, a learn to hypnotize area, and all that kind of good stuff. All right, wrap it up.
All right, everybody. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. I'm Celeste Hackett. It's been so much fun hanging out with you today. Join us every week right here, same place, pretty much the same time. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
All right. Thank you, Celeste. And all you guys and gals out there, join us in our classes. If you're new to the profession, take our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Course, the 5-Path and 7-Path. If you've already been in the profession, you want to add to those skills, abilities you have, and want to get 5-Path and 7-Path, then take the Week of Power. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.